This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a woman who was adopted meets her biological parents and realizes she doesn't like them. First, politics. At the White House Economic Conference this week on tax reform, the deficit, and Social Security, President Bush acknowledged there are political perils in making fundamental changes in how the government's retirement program operates and said he will ignore those perils.
One of the things that we heard today from experts was that the Social Security system is safe today, but is in serious danger as we head down the road of the 21st century. And this problem's got to be confronted now.
Our regular Friday guest, Juan Williams, is following that story and others, and he spoke earlier with Day to Day's Madeline Brandt.
Juan, tell us more about this economic conference. Who went, and what signals does it give us about the president's second-term agenda?
Boy, everybody went, Madeline. You had Vice President Cheney introducing the conference. You had President Bush there yesterday giving a keynote address. Treasury Secretary John Snow, HHS Secretary Tommy Thompson, Commerce Secretary Don Evans. I could go on. Snow went on about the idea that we got to make sure that the economic recovery isn't strangled in place by problems with litigation, you know, saying that there's too much litigation in the country that hurts business. Even offering the possibility of more tax cuts to help the economy go farther. Tommy Thompson of HHS talked about how medical costs and health care costs are keeping employers from hiring more workers. A lot of emphasis from the administration on this because this is the heart and soul of President Bush's second-term agenda, helping business.
And any talk about deficit reduction?
No. In fact, that would have been a dirty word. And, you know, all the people invited were supporters of the president's plan, so you didn't get the critics in place. Instead, the critics were on the outside. People like Robert Matsui, the Democratic congressman from California, who's on the House Subcommittee on Social Security, saying that the president's plans with regard to Social Security privatization really don't make sense. He said, in fact, it will cut the life of a solvent Social Security system by 10 years. Bush says we're going to have problems by about 2018. The Democrats say the system's solvent until 2050. What is he talking about? Bush is saying that the Democrats are really like addicts who don't want to acknowledge the problem. And the first step, he's talked in terms like this, the first step really is to acknowledge that the Democrats have a problem, that the Social Security system has a problem.
So would you call this a real economic conference, or would you call this PR for the president's second term?
I was asking the president's aides about this, and pretty much they all acknowledge with a wink and a smile that, you know, this really was the first step in terms of trying to build public support for the president's agenda. And they acknowledge that most Americans, looking at Social Security, a 70-year-old system, see it as the backbone of a social safety net, and it's a social safety net for seniors who vote. And so they have to persuade the seniors that they're not going to lose anything, no checks will be denied, that this is really something they're doing in terms of out years, changes that will affect younger workers, and make sure, from the president's perspective, that younger workers have some Social Security.
Okay, let's talk about another senior citizen, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, under attack this week, but this time from the right, from some prominent conservatives. What's going on?
Very interesting in that there's some people who you wouldn't say are... Madeline? Maybe the usual suspects, people like Susan Collins, the senator from Maine, says, you know, that she has concerns about Rumsfeld's leadership. John McCain, who's oftentimes been a critic of the administration, the senator from Arizona, says he has no confidence in Rumsfeld. But then you got some people who are not the usual suspects, people like Trent Lott, the former Senate Majority Leader, who told the Biloxi Chamber of Commerce that he feels that the secretary is not listening to the troops, doesn't understand it. You get General Norman Schwarzkopf, who led the U.S. Army in terms of the first Persian Gulf effort, saying he was angry at hearing what Donald Rumsfeld had said to that soldier in Iraq last week when the soldier asked about going in without trucks that were properly armored. He said when Rumsfeld said, you got to go with the army you have, it was as if he was blaming the army for their problems screwing up, is the language that Schwarzkopf used, as opposed to saying, I sent in that army, I knew what I was doing. And they all point out that they don't believe that there are enough troops in there, and that right from the start that the U.S. didn't put enough troops on the ground. If you'll recall, we have less than half of the troops that were sent to the Persian Gulf to win that war 13 years ago.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, he joins us every Friday on Day to Day. Thanks a lot, Juan.
You're welcome, Madeline.
And I'm Madeline Brand.